okay, after 3 months, what is it that they've been given which should have enabled them to be doing what they are doing? I will say this in the context of the fact that even as a country, ZANU-PF is yet to allow us to have our own budget as a country going forward. So what is it that these MPs would have done without cars and a lot of other things that should allow an MP to do things? And how those processes do really support the voice and the concerns of the citizens who voted for these MPs?
But in a nutshell, would you say this is a good move, especially in the accountability of legislators who in the past have been accused of doing nothing at all for their constituencies?
We will say that it's a promising move. It's difficult to say it's a good move. We know of many promising moves that have done, that have not done anything. We've had statements of anti-corruption statements. We've seen a lot of other seemingly progressive initiatives falling along the way because in the first place, they are not properly structured. They just appear. There is no proper framework.